USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New estimates from the Biden administration show that the government is anticipating that the number of unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border will double next month. A report from the Wall Street Journal says that the government is estimating around 20,000 minors will make the crossing in April. That's up from the nearly 16,000 that have been apprehended this month. Senator Ron Johnson says the Trump administration had policies in place that had stopped the flow of illegal crossings. But the Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration ignored warnings about reversing those policies.
And we pretty well stopped the flow of unaccompanied children and migrant families that were exploiting our very generous asylum laws. But then President Biden, even though his transition team asked the Trump administration, what can we do to prevent a border crisis? They told them, keep those policies in place. So basically, the first thing that President Biden did is he just dismantled all those programs.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of sudden death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. His sudden death syndrome, crib death, was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 28 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today, it's one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.